From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Goddad. It's Idaho Matters. Frank Church was a U.S. Senator for Idaho in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and he left a vast legacy in creating wilderness areas, talked about national security, worked in foreign relations, and his legacy as a Democrat working with Republicans continues to this day. Gary Winsk is the former executive director of the Frank Church Institute at Boise State University. He'll be talking about the life and career of Senator Church next Thursday as part of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Boise State. And he joins us now. Welcome to Idaho Matters. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Samantha. Good to be with you.
So for folks who don't know, what is the Frank Church Institute?
The Frank Church Institute is at Boise State University in the School of Public Service. It was founded with a mission focused on education, leadership, and public service, and it holds annual conferences and speaker programs. It provides the Frank Church scholarships, and it funds the Frank and Bethine Church Chair of Public Affairs.
What led you to the Institute?
After I returned from Washington, D.C., where my career was with Frank Church and others on Capitol Hill, Bethine Church asked me to form the Frank Church Institute about 20 years ago, and I served as its executive director until last summer when Monica Church, Senator Church's granddaughter, succeeded me as the executive director.
Well, I was going to say, you spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. You worked for a lot of members of Congress. You saw a lot of this history firsthand. And we talk a lot about Senator Church here in Idaho, what he meant for Idaho. How's he remembered in Washington, D.C.?
Well, he is remembered as much as any former senator, perhaps. His name has been in the news recently as linked to the Church Committee. This refers back to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, which Senator Church chaired in the 1970s. And it was a bipartisan committee effort that investigated the abuses of the intelligence agencies, including the CIA and the FBI, and resulted in some real changes, including the establishment of the Senate and the House Intelligence Committees, which had not existed before, that oversee the intelligence agencies even today. And it also established procedures for getting warrants through the FISA courts. So his name is still mentioned frequently in the press. And there's a new biography of Frank Church coming out in May, and it's called The Last Honest Man by James Risen, a former New York Times reporter. And he will be here in May promoting his book.
Wow. You're going to be basing some of your talk on another biography, Fighting the Odds. Tell us what you're going to be talking about next Thursday when you're talking about Frank Church.
Well, the lecture at Osher, as you may know, is 2 hours, but that even that amount of time will be difficult to cover the entire life and career of Frank Church. As you know, and listeners may know, he served in the Senate for 24 years, from 1956 to 1980. And he was responsible for substantial legislation. You mentioned the wilderness area, the Frank Church River of No Return wilderness area, the largest in the lower 48 states. He's responsible for so much more in Idaho, including the Sawtooth National Recreation Area, the Hell's Canyon Recreation Area, other wilderness areas. And in addition to that, his passion was foreign policy, and he, as we discussed, not only chaired the Senate Intelligence Committee, he chaired the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and there he was responsible for such things as the ratification of the Panama Canal treaties that returned the canal back to the Republic of Panama, the Taiwan Relations Act, and so much more. What is often overlooked is a small committee that he chaired called the Senate Aging Committee that was responsible for passing such things as the cost of living increases for Social Security beneficiaries that we enjoy today. So a lot to talk about, a lot to cover, including his early life growing up in Boise and his later years in Washington, D.C.
And I understand you're going to be sharing some photos from the Frank Church collection at Boise State. What are people going to see?
Well, there's a lot of photos, thousands of photos, frankly, of the Frank Church collection at Boise State University, and thousands of videos and recordings that are available to researchers. So I've selected a number of photos from the collection to illustrate his life and I want to give a shout out to Rod Grammer, who's the co-author of Fighting the Odds, which is the original biography of Frank Church.
All right, we've got about a minute left, and I know this is a tough question for a minute. What should we remember about Senator Church?
Well, Frank Church should be remembered as one of the giants of the Senate who worked in across the aisle, who was always working for the best interests of not only of Idaho, but of the country. He accomplished a great deal legislatively and politically. And he was, as I believe, will live up to the title of this forthcoming biography, The Last Honest Man, which is quite a lot to say. But having worked for him on the Senate staff, on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, on the Senate or in the presidential campaign, and in his law office, I can attest that he was indeed a very honest man.
Nice. We've been speaking with Gary Winsk. He's the former executive director of the Frank Church Institute at Boise State University. He'll be speaking about the life and legacy of Idaho Senator Frank Church at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Boise State next Thursday, March 30th. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.